Kamala Harris skips IPAC, then meets with IPAC. By Joel B. Polak on March 27, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is facing a torrent of criticism from the left after she met with California delegates to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, policy conference in Washington, D.C. on Monday, after joining other Democratic presidential contenders and skipping the conference. Last week, the left-wing MoveOn.org called on Democratic presidential candidates to boycott the conference and congratulated Harris for doing so. And the list of 2020 presidential candidates who have made the decision to hashtag skip IPAC continues to grow. Thank you for your leadership here at Pete Buttigieg, at Adi Warren, at Bernie Sanders, at Kamala Harris, at Julian Castro, at Beto O'Rourke, at Jay Inslee. Who is next? pic.twitter.com/bowl61vv8bc. Move on, at Move On, March 21, 2019. However, on Monday, Harris met with IPAC delegates from her home state, who joined thousands of other activists on Capitol Hill this week in lobbying members of Congress to support a strong U.S.-Israel alliance. Great to meet today in my office with California IPAC leaders to discuss the need for a strong U.S.-Israel alliance, the right of Israel to defend itself, and my commitment to combat anti-Semitism in our country and around the world. pic.twitter.com/83erborq8. Kamala Harris, at @Kamala Harris, March 25, 2019. IPAC tweeted its appreciation. We are delighted that as part of IPAC policy conference our leadership met with @ Kamala Harris, who reiterated her support for the importance of the U.S.-Israel relationship. #IPAC2019. IPAC, at IPAC, March 25, 2019. But progressives who dislike Israel were outraged and accused Harris of opportunism and hypocrisy. LMAO at Kamala Harris, always riding the fence. Makes a big deal out of skipping IPAC for the headlines, but then invites IPAC to her office instead. We see through your faux progressivism, Kamala. Cabral, at Axe Comrade, March 26, 2019. Kamala Harris, I will not be attending IPAC this year, raised fist. Progressives, hell yeah sister. Comma raised fist. Also Kamala Harris, because IPAC is coming to my office instead. Also progressives, damn it, not again, why do I vote blue no matter who? Mail sign, pic.twitter.com/p26xcujai. Kenneth Mejia, at Kenneth Mjiala, March 26, 2019. Sneaky at Kamala Harris, you agreed not to attend or speak at IPAC. But then you let IPAC bring a meeting right to your office, exposing your real position as a defender of violence and apartheid. Not okay, and we will continue to call you out. Ariel Gold, at Ariel Elise Gold, March 26, 2019. Dotted IPAC official tells me Senators Booker, Harris, Gillibrand, Klobuchar all met with IPAC constituent delegations this year. #Boycott. Ron Compies, at Compies, March 27, 2019. IPAC was the target of anti-Semitic remarks by Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, last month, when she claimed, falsely, that IPAC bribes members of Congress to support Israel. President Donald Trump is attempting to seize the pro-Israel mantle from Democrats. Earlier this week, he recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Last year, he signed legislation to deny U.S. taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority as long as it continued to pay terrorists and their families. He also withdrew the U.S. from the Iran deal and visited the Western Wall in Jerusalem, the first sitting U.S. president to do so. And he moved the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, fulfilling a promise of both Republican and Democratic presidents. Not one elected Democrat attended the embassy opening. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter @JoelPolak.